Sectarian Dreams. Every authoritarian has a dream. Actually, every human has a dream. Humans are goal seekers, and their goals are often described as dreams. People worry about what some authoritarian group or other is planning. There are reasons this may not be as worrisome as it would appear at first blush. Coercive transactions have very high overhead, and that overhead is compounded by the scaling of possible connections as a network expands. The income tax provides an easy demonstration of coercive overhead. If you institute an income tax, then you get the IRS, and you also get H&R Block and other forms of resistance. And that's only a small part of the coercive overhead that burdens tax efficiency. Ultimately, the entire national security apparatus, including military, law enforcement, homeland security assets, and others, ultimately, that whole establishment is coercive overhead, necessitated by increasingly cruel and unusual taxation and regulation. The real coercive overhead of taxation is, of course, not a favorite topic of conversation among authoritarian status. In a network, possible connections between nodes expand much more rapidly than the number of nodes. A network with three nodes has three possible connections. A network with four nodes has six possible connections. Five nodes make 10 connections. 10 nodes make 45 connections. 100 nodes make 4,950 connections. If there are 100 aspiring autocrats, and each is willing to lie, steal, rob, and murder his way to political domination, there are 4,950 channels of communication for forming conspiracies and creating conflict and waste. Every authoritarian dream is a happy fantasy for the authoritarian doing the dreaming. But it's a dystopian nightmare for people the authoritarian does not like. Authoritarian A's plan does not include authoritarian B being in charge. Authoritarian B's plan does not include authoritarian A being in charge. If you add authoritarian C to the mix, then the problem becomes even worse. authoritarianism is not a recipe for successful social cooperation. The best form of government is not a benevolent dictatorship. A benevolent dictatorship is a contradiction in terms. Benevolence does not dictate. Benevolence helps. Authoritarianism is a recipe for broken promises and violence. And the more authoritarians you add to a network, the worse the problem becomes. Military ranks and bureaucratic stratification are a foolish attempt to reduce that problem to a manageable level. But those attempts at solutions can never achieve efficiencies that compare with those of non-authoritarian networks. Non-authoritarian networks also become more complex as more people are involved. But since anyone in a non-authoritarian network can turn down any offer, there is much less argument and a lot fewer broken promises. If you can't say no in an authoritarian network, then yes has no meaning. If you can say no in a non-authoritarian network, but you do say yes, then you are likely to be much more enthusiastic than you would be if you did not have the option of saying no. When situations change and agreements must be renegotiated, there is much less probability of conflict in a non-authoritarian network. Authoritarians must go to great lengths to make sure that everyone gets that latest directive. In the non-coercive arrangement, mass messages to large numbers of people are not needed. Famously, the people who make different parts of a common pencil do not need to know the details of each other's operations. Honest price information supplied by an honest, non-coercive market handles all the details of who should do what, when they should do it, and what is fair compensation for what they do. Authoritarian and non-coercive networks differ greatly in their distribution of resources. Authoritarian networks create centralized resources. All the gold belongs to the government and none to the people, as famously instituted by U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Non-coercive networks create distribution of resources to where they will be used. Back when this was a free country, we had a lot of little shops everywhere. Now that we are centrally planned, we have big box stores in a few locations. When an authoritarian tries to implement a plan, he has to worry a lot about the reaction to his plan by other authoritarians. But he has to worry more about how the non-authoritarians are going to react. Authoritarians rely on people to do the work while they fight with each other. Workers provide authoritarians with their food, their clothing, their housing, and even their weapons. An authoritarian who does not have the support of workers is an authoritarian who has a very small chance of gaining any real authority. In the real world, freedom works. Always and everywhere, slavery sucks.